Hello, everyone. Welcome to the inaugural episode of Unshuck Yourself, our Recycle Corn podcast series, where we strip away life's husks and cut right to the good stuff to help you unshuck yourself. I am still your host, Ben DeLeon, and today I'm going to tell you why waiting for the perfect time is just another way to stay stuck, and how you can start peeling back those excuses right now. All right, show of hands. How many times have you said a version of, I'll start when, like, I'll start the diet when work slows down, I'll start the business when the kids are older, I'll start working out when I magically wake up at 5 a.m. like those people on Instagram? We all have our version of this. Maybe yours is, I'll start traveling when I have more money. I'll take that class when my schedule clears up. I'll start dating again when I feel ready. It all sounds responsible, like you're just being smart and strategic. But here's the truth. We're not really waiting for the right time, are we? We're waiting for the perfect time. And unfortunately for us, the perfect time doesn't exist. Life is never going to line up neatly for you. There will always be bills, deadlines, kids' activities, family drama, or some expected curveball that throws your week sideways. If you wait for things to calm down before you move forward, you'll be waiting forever. Here's the kicker. Those people that you admire, they didn't start when timing was perfect. They started when it was inconvenient, when they felt unprepared, and they figured it out along the way. But here's your kernel of wisdom for today, and I hope you're taking notes. Progress beats perfection every single time. Let me say it again, just so we're clear about how important this is. Progress beats perfection every single time. Waiting for perfect is a trap. Every time you think you're close, your brain moves the finish line just a little further away. So what do we do instead? Well, I'm glad you asked. This makes this really convenient for me. We start small, and more importantly, we start now. Want to write a book? Don't wait for the perfect outline. Write one paragraph today. Want to get healthy? Forget the 90-day plan. Take a 10-minute walk today. Want to start a podcast? Use the phone you've already got and record a quick 5-minute episode. You don't need fancy equipment. I should really listen to my own advice on this one. Momentum comes from action, not overthinking. Imperfect action will always beat a perfect plan that never leaves your head. So let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She's an old friend who wrote to me saying she'd been wanting to start painting again. She's been saying it for years. But she kept telling herself she needed the right brushes, the perfect lighting, a big studio, and of course, more free time. Then one day she read, "Start with what you have and where you are." And that was it. So she grabbed a cheap brush, an old jar of water, and a piece of cardboard, and she started painting. And now, she paints every weekend. She feels less stress, and she sold 3 of her pieces. No perfect moments here, just action. Another story. James wanted to start a coffee business, but he thought he needed a custom logo, a brand identity, and a perfect website with a perfect point of sale service before he could launch. After a year of planning, where he barely made any progress, he finally made a decision. He would sell coffee at the local farmer's market with nothing more than a handwritten sign and a folding table. And guess what? He sold out every single Saturday that month. Now, he has the money to upgrade his setup and grow his brand simply because he started. Then there's Mia. She always dreamed of running a half marathon, but she kept saying she'd train when she got in shape. You see the problem here? Finally, she stopped overthinking it and ran for 60 seconds on her first day. That's it. 1 minute. But she kept adding time to it each week. And for those of you that read Atomic Habits by James Clear, you should recognize his 1% growth a day plan. Last year, Mia crossed the finish line at her first race. Not because she waited to be ready, but because she started before she felt ready and became ready along the way. I'm not immune to this either. It happened 2 episodes ago. I was about to record and I thought, the audio setup isn't right. The background music's not ideal. I should wait until I can fix it. And then I caught myself. It's just fear disguised as preparation. So what did I do? I hit record anyway. It wasn't flawless, clearly, but people still listened. I still got feedback on it, positive feedback. And honestly, some of the biggest opportunities in my life happened because I acted before I felt fully prepared. Once I was asked at an event to get up and host the event with literally no time to rehearse or prepare. I was nervous, unpolished, and completely convinced I'd bomb. Instead, it led to connections that shaped my career. If I had waited until I felt ready, I would have missed it entirely. On the flip side, there are times I've let perfectionism win. A while back, I had an idea for a video skit series. This was a few years ago, but I kept telling myself I needed better equipment and a bigger budget and the right people around me. By the time I finally acted or attempted to act, the moment had passed. The trend was over. That one still stings. Here's the bottom line. You don't need to wait for perfect conditions to start. You just need to take that first step. No matter how small, no matter how messy. Don't overcomplicate it. Pick one thing you've been putting off and just start. Send the email, take the walk, write the paragraph, make the call. If you need proof that imperfect action works, think of Sarah, James, Mia, and maybe even myself. You never know what motivation will hit you and at what time. But that's all for today. Thank you for listening to this first episode in this new series, Recycle Corn, Unshuck Yourself. This is something I'm really excited about. I've been wanting to do something like this for a while now. Sure, I've done the odd episode like this here or there, and I'm definitely not abandoning the other kinds of episodes. Eventually, I'll get back to having guests on and banter about this or that, but I wanted to try something new and different with this series. One of the tips I was given by a mentor and friend that I now give out to people who come to me for advice is to make the content that you want to listen to. So I am. This series means a lot to me. I'm putting a lot of myself into these episodes. So I hope that you all give it a try and please, please, please send some feedback. Good or bad, I genuinely want to know how I can improve. The only way I can do that is if you all let me know how I'm doing. But to get back to being a content creator for a second, if this episode gave you something to think about, do me a favor. Pass it along to someone else who's been stuck in an I'll start when mode. You never know, this might be the nudge they've been waiting for. And hey, I'd love to hear from you. What's one thing you've been putting off that you're willing to start imperfectly this coming week? Send me a message, tag me on Facebook, or email me at recyclecornpod@gmail.com. And I promise I'll read it. I read every single email. And remember, there's no perfect moment. There's only this moment. And what you choose to do with it can change everything. All right, that's it for today. Take one small step before the day ends. And I'll see you in the next episode as we take our next step on the road to unshuck yourself. We'll see y'all next time.